Moncrief on News Talk.
George Hibbert always wanted to be a pilot and managed to achieve that ambition flying for a British commercial airline. But as time went on, it made him increasingly uncomfortable, given the role aviation plays in contributing to climate change. It got to the point where he says it was affecting his mental health. George no longer flies. He is part of a campaign group called Safe Landing, made up of aviation workers. And he also features in a new documentary called Guilt Trip. George, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean.
Did you always want to be a pilot when you were a child?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on. Yeah, I've always wanted to be a pilot. I grew up in the south of England, very close to Gatwick Airport. And I spent my childhood watching planes coming in and out of Gatwick Airport, looking up at awe and thinking, oh, I'd really love to be there one day. Mm. So I set my sights on it from a young age and I worked as hard as I could. And eventually I qualified as an airline pilot in 2019.
And when you realised that dream, and then when you were kind of flying regularly, did you ever try to calculate how many miles you'd racked up?
I didn't, but I'm sure there was a system in the airline that was calculating it. But certainly throughout the pandemic, I started to become aware of the impact that aviation was having on the climate, and that started to make me quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, and so it was a great... Now, obviously, you were aware of climate change, pretty much everybody is, but it was it a gradual awareness of that you were part, or at least you were working in an industry that was part of the problem?
It was only in the pandemic when most of the industry were grounded, I was grounded for just over a year, that I was able to research some of the claims that the industry were making. And unfortunately, it became quite clear that it was something called greenwash. And I ended up meeting another pilot who felt very similarly to me. And we set up a group called Safe Landing. And we've been meeting ever since. We've gained some funding and we've become this really amazing community of aviation workers that want aviation to decarbonize in a way that benefits both workers and climate.
When you say it was greenwashing, what were they doing? Or were they just making a claim and not doing anything?
It was a number of things. There weren't many regulations on claims about the climate at the time. A lot of airlines around the world have been shown to be misleading the public with the amount that they're doing for the climate.
And did you bring these concerns to your employer at the time?
I did, yeah. Once I came back from being grounded in the pandemic, I tried my best to talk to my colleagues, talk to management, raise my concerns. And a lot of other pilots were feeling very similarly, and it made my work life quite uncomfortable. And I started to develop something that I now know, or I soon found out, was called eco-anxiety. And that increased and increased to the point where I could no longer operate as an airline pilot. And I lost my medical certificate in 2022, and I left the industry due to this eco-anxiety.
Okay. And in what way would the eco-anxiety present itself?
So for a long time, I was able to compartmentalize the two parts of me. The one part of me that loved flying for the airline that I worked for, loved being in the air, but also the part of me that cared very deeply about the climate, about nature, and wanting the industry to decarbonize, and the eco-anxiety that caused me. But I was able to turn up to work and switch all of that anxiety off, operate safely, operate professionally. But there was a moment in the summer of 2021 when I could no longer compartmentalize those two parts of me, when I flew over a wildfire in Spain. And at that point, I was confronted with the impact that the industry that I was working for was having on the natural world. And that started a domino effect for me where I ended up not being able to operate as a pilot anymore.
And again, did you tell your employers that this was actually causing you anxiety at this point? And how did they respond to that?
Yeah, I did. And the airline didn't really know how to respond because eco-anxiety is somewhat of a new phenomenon. It's not really recognized in like mental health dictionaries, the DSM, for example. So they didn't really know how to deal with it. And they also didn't really know how to deal with something that I was very clear in saying that this is being caused by something that's completely out of my control, climate breakdown, but also being made worse by the fact that the industry that I work for, the industry that I love, is not doing enough to tackle it. And that's causing me a huge moral conflict. But whether they could deal with it and understand it or not didn't really make any difference. At some point, I had to say, look, I don't think I can continue being a pilot because I'm going to lose my medical certificate as a result of this anxiety. And I left the industry in June 2022.
And now with safe landing, and it's, as you say, it's aviation workers who are as concerned about the environment as you are. Are there many options for the aviation industry at the moment in the sense that electric planes, for instance, are a long way off, and sustainable fuels for planes seem to be a long way off?
Yeah, you're right. A lot of the solutions that are out there are either a long way off, they're not scalable, or they're very expensive. At some point, they will become viable, but probably not in the timescales that we're going to need them. But if we want to be able to utilize those solutions in the future, in the near future, we're going to have a really adult conversation about the growth of the industry in the short term. We really have to decide whether this industry can grow in a sustainable way or not. And it's looking like it won't. So what we're going to have to do is have that conversation about growth and think about how can we reduce the amount of flying that we do in the short term in the most fair and just way so that we can preserve the industry for the long term.
And like with flying, is it kind of a scenario where most people might take a flight once, maybe twice a year, but there are a small cohort of people who are on planes almost constantly?
Yeah, there is. Most people that fly only fly maybe once a year. Interestingly, 80% of the planet have never set foot on a plane. So this is something really the global north only does. But the majority of the emissions that the aviation industry is emitting are down to a very small minority of passengers that fly very frequently, frequent flyers. And there's even a cohort of people called ultra-frequent flyers that fly six times or more a year. So actually, to reduce the emissions that the industry is emitting right now, all we have to do is implement things like a frequent flyer levy to discourage frequent flying. And those that do fly frequently pay a disproportionately high amount for it, so that money can be put back into innovation and the technology that we need to bring those solutions forward 5-10 years, and even put that money into low carbon transport like buses and trains to make them cheaper and more accessible for the average person.
It must be a weird situation for you to find yourself in, because you obviously loved flying, yet you knew the damage it was doing. Do you kind of miss it?
I still love flying. Flying has brought me a lot of joy in my life, and it brings a lot of people joy around the world. It's connects me to my family in Canada. It's allowed me to travel the world. And it's that love of flying that drives me and our community of aviation workers in Safe Landing to preserve that beauty, that joy of flying for the long term. Because if we abuse it now and we don't properly sort out our impact on the climate, then we may lose our ability to fly into the future.
George Hibbert is a member of Safe Landing and does appear in that documentary called Guilt Trip. George, thank you very much.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.